Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around. With more, only Jesus,
only
Jesus,
than a miracle,
more than a miracle,
change
my
life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, Christ, I love You.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be His all in all the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask and encourage you to invite others to the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Medlock will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you for everything that you do every single day, Sister Danielle. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for continuing to share this platform with me and others. And most of all, we want to thank each and every one of you, each and every one of you that's on the Blog Talk platform, mostly on the phone, but some of you may be using the www.blogtalkradio.com/ Grace Nurture option to tune in. And you all can also listen to the archived version of this devotional there. But we also appreciate each and every one of you that's also joining me on Facebook Live as I simulcast this devotional, to call this one, Welcome to Your Spiritual Physical. Welcome to Your Spiritual Physical. I'm hoping you guys have been better than me this year, because I have here on October 12th not had my annual or yearly physical. I do intend to do that before the end of the year, but I have not, with some of the insurance changes and some of the other things that are going on, I haven't taken the step to do that, and I need to get that done. But I have to say that I have done the spiritual physical, and I will encourage you that if you haven't done it, that you listen to my devotional and maybe see whether or not there are some issues that need to be addressed. Because a lot of times when we go to the doctor, there is some type of issue, a crook in your neck, or something's happening to your knee, or, you know, you might be throwing up, or you might just have some other issues and some other symptoms that have presented themselves. And so we sometimes go to the doctor. But the idea of the physical is less about issues that may be presenting themselves, but more about just checking for our overall health and well-being. There's a passage over in Proverbs chapter 6 that many of you, if not all of you, are maybe familiar with, that I think if we look at the way in which the words are phrased, we're seeing something of a spiritual physical, where maybe some things that have been presented, what the great physician has seen, he said, hey, you know, these are some things that I hate to see. And that's what he says in verse 16. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes. If your eyes are haughty, that's a problem if you're having a spiritual physical. A lying tongue. That's a problem if your lying is continues to be really lying in any way, but in particular if it's perpetual. Hands that shed innocent blood, really problematic, you know, especially in the time that this is written, if it's not for the type of revenge or the type of response that involved making sure that you're not responding to death of a family member in an appropriate and proper way. 18 says, a heart that devises wicked plans. If you're always scheming, if you're always planning, if you have problems with making sure that your heart, and it's not talking about this physical heart here, it's talking about what we do up here with our brain. He says, hey, that's a problem if you're always devising evil. And then it talks about your feet, feet that run rapidly to evil. So I don't know if you feel that you have eye issues or tongue issues or hand issues or heart issues or feet issues. But I find that what complements this passage in the Old Testament, speaking to our spiritual physical, there's some things that I think may be helpful, because a lot of times we need to go to the doctor for the appropriate remedy. And if you go to the Bible and you go to Romans 10, the thing that I think is going to stand out is you're going to see that the remedy is going to start with looking at your ears, believe it or not. Because if you look at verse 17, the Bible says, so then faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Have we put our ears in a spot where we don't have problems with a haughty eyes and a lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises evil, feet that runs to mischief? if we are building our faith through our ears, through the things that we are hearing on Sundays, hearing on Wednesdays, hearing on Tuesday mornings at 7 a.m. and other mornings like it. If we're making sure that we're reading the things that we need to do. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then it's interesting because you go up a little earlier in this text in Romans chapter 10 and you look at verse number 8. Paul recalls something that Moses said over in Deuteronomy chapter 30. And he repeats it. He says that the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. And then Paul further elaborates on what Moses said. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. He's kind of saying, look, if you let the remedy of your spiritual life be through your ears, making sure that you're listening to the right things, that you're hearing the word of God, that you're letting that feed your faith and not other things. And then the idea of what happens in your ears is going to have an effect on what you say with your mouth and what you believe in your heart. Because verse 9 says, that is, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth, he confesses, resulting in salvation. And these are being read by the New American Standard Bible. So, ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, I see this, and I hear this, and I see that the remedy for passing your spiritual physical is through your ears, keeping your ears clear enough to not listen to all the political rancor and all of the jargon and all of the old wives' fables and tales and all of the myth the world has, but build your faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that hearing puts the word near you so that your mouth is confessing, your heart is believing, and I believe that that solves our heart eye issue, that solves our issue with the lying tongue, that solves the issue with the hands that shed innocent blood, that solves the issue of the heart that devises evil plans, it solves the issue of the feet that continue to run to mischief. You want to solve the issue? Follow the doctor's instructions. And the doctor's instructions are in the word of God. Now, I know I still need to do that physical. And I'm not sure exactly what type of news, good or bad, that I'm going to get. But I'm hoping that as a result of what's being shared with you today, that you not only pass your spiritual physical, but even if you haven't passed your spiritual physical, maybe know that the things that you need to work on may start with the ears. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for all the blessings that you continue to give us. And Father, help us to be everything that you would have us to be. Help us to do everything that you would have us to do. Help us to say everything that you would have us to say. Bless Grace and Nurture. Bless the Grace View Church in Stone Mountain. Bless Spring Hill Road. Bless other congregations that may be represented on this call and in this broadcast. And just, Father, help us to be everything that the church needs to be as we continue to have our light shining and continue to be that beacon light that save others so that they can also be a part of your good graces. Father, just help us to be able to make it through the day. Those of us who have family members, both near and far, those of us who are caring for sick relatives, those of us that are dealing with bereavement, those of us that are struggling in our marriages, those of us that are worried sick about our children. Father, just help us to continue to be what we need to be and help us to deal with what we need to deal with. And we're buoyed by the confidence in Scripture that says, you know what we need before we even ask. Continue to be with us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.